about your family, please?
Okay, I have a husband named Ephraim who is 54 years old. He's an engineer at Westinghouse. Have three children, two boys, both of whom are grown and married. The oldest one is David, who's 28, and he and his wife live in San Diego, California. And he's sort of floating around job-wise because he doesn't know exactly what he wants to do, so he's working nights in a delicatessen and hoping that the right public relations job will come along. And Dan and his wife, Marilyn, and their 2.5-year-old son, Brian, live in Turtle Creek, which is close to us. And Dan works in the foundry at Wabco, but they're on strike now, so he's not doing much of anything except babysitting with Brian. And I have a daughter named Lila, who will be 18 this Monday. And she's beautiful and sweet and intelligent, a bit in the sugar. And she's hopefully will graduate from high school this June.
What about your own family as you were growing up, Teresa? Your parents, your siblings?
Right? I was the youngest of three children. My brother and sister were both considerably older than I was. My brother was 17 and my sister was 13 when I was born. My parents, let's see, how shall I describe them? My father worked for the government. He was an Internal Revenue agent pretty much through the years of my life, although he had worked in different departments of the government before then. And he and I had a very good relationship. We were very good friends. We went a lot of places together. We shared a lot of experiences together. My mother was basically a housewife. And I think if I am in any way housewifely, it is from her that I learned the skills and the mechanics of making pesos and things like that. If there's anything else. They were reasonably educated. My father had a high school education and had some courses in accounting. My mother went through about ninth grade, which in those days, I guess, was a pretty fair amount of schooling to have. Anything else you want to
know? The neighborhood in Baltimore.
Okay.
What do you remember about it?
We lived in basically 99, 44, 100% Jewish neighborhoods. There was nothing else to be. And in fact, I think one of the things that has influenced some of my thinking is that it was very secure to be a Jew growing up in Baltimore. I think I have never really felt the sting of anti-Semitism. And I don't know whether that's good or bad. I think that sometimes there's a certain amount of persecution that goes with being a Jew, and that maybe we should react to more, and yet I find myself having a hard time relating to this, because I don't think I ever really experienced it. I went to Hebrew school, had quite a good Jewish background, went on during my high school years to the Baltimore Hebrew High School and Hebrew College, and I try to think, the neighborhood that I grew up in was basically, I suppose, lower middle class, row houses, which are a trademark in Baltimore. I imagine neighbors friendly enough, and I think in general a fairly pleasant place.
What sort of contrast have you found between growing up in a Jewish community in Baltimore and living in a suburban community in Pittsburgh, as an adult?
I can't say that I'm uncomfortable in the neighborhood in which we live, which is certainly not Jewish. Our neighbors are pleasant, the environment is pleasant, and I find that very much I can do my own thing, regardless of what my neighbors are doing and so on. It's harder to raise children, I think, with a total Jewish commitment. For instance, when I was growing up, and if it were a Jewish holiday, nobody would go to school on that Jewish holiday. You just stayed home, even if it was the most minor of, or the end of Sukkot or something like that. No one went to school. It was unthinkable. And of course, it has been difficult to raise the children this way because going to schools in which they were really a minority, they couldn't stay out all those days, especially when they got into junior high school and high school. I think that they have not gotten the sense of Jewish community. And I think that this is really lacking in their allegiances towards being Jewish. I think sometimes you have to feel really a part of this whole community, and this has been very difficult. If we had to do it again, I think we would have stayed in Squirrel Hill.
Did your own parents tell you very much about their sense of Jewish community, their growing up time?
My father talked more about growing up in Boston and general rather than Jewish associations, I think. He told me about going to school. He told me about, he grew up in Chelsea and used to tell me about the Chelsea fire, about family, about certain people in the family. I don't know that the emphasis was predominantly Jewish. My mother, I did see a lot of commitment in my father in terms of Jewish education. He worked very hard for the Hebrew school and for the Board of Jewish Education on a volunteer capacity. My mother was a Jewish housewife, and I think rather unquestioning in terms of Jewish values and observances and holidays and so on. So I think it was more that she showed me rather than spoke to me about these things.
Can you remember any of the stories your father told you about Chelsea and the fire?
I don't remember anything specifically about the fire, except that we had some pictures in an old family album of the fire. I think I remember him telling me, or somebody from that generation telling me, about a school teacher who used to take the very good students on a ride as a reward in her horse and buggy carriage. This was back in the late 1800s. And I'm sure that he was a very good student and probably did get to go for a ride on with Miss Whatever she was in the horse and buggy. I don't specifically... One thing I do remember is that from time to time, various relatives would show up at our house from various places, from the Boston area, from New Jersey, maybe from Chicago. They had all grown up in this Boston area and then scattered. And they would recall things that happened in the family, and they made the past sort of come alive for me.
Do you recall neighbors or relatives' stories in particular stories that you might remember?
I guess I do remember my mother talking about life growing up in East Baltimore when she was little. She had come there from England when she was 5 years old. And she talked some about the family, about how they would all get together, how my uncle, who is now a rabbi, would scare them with ghost stories. How they would, I think one thing she always impressed on me was her very deep love for her parents and how cohesive a unit this was. She used to tell me about my grandmother and how my grandmother used to bake and make noodles and make various delicacies and so on.
Did they talk very much about their life in England?
No. I think that was really when they were quite young. And I don't remember any specific stories about this.
As you think about your own growing up, do you have some strong impressions about school, either as a little child going to school or perhaps your college?
I think I got a very good education in the Baltimore public schools. I don't know how they are now. I think things have changed just as they have in all urban areas. And I really feel that it has stood me in very good stead in many areas, in organizational work, in writing, in doing a lot of things, mostly in terms of the language arts, in terms of being able to organize my thinking and write properly and express myself well. The school that I went to, the high school I went to, was a public school, but it was an all-girls high school. And there was a sort of gentility about it. We had a lot of old maid school teachers. And I don't know whether you could ever reproduce that atmosphere today, because it was a different generation. But the education was kind of a classical thing. It's a little bit hard to describe, but it was deep, it was profound, and I really feel that the schools, or at least my school experience, was very, very good. I also feel that I had a very good Jewish Hebrew background in both the Hebrew school and in the Hebrew high school and Hebrew college.
How did you manage to do both? Did you?
After school. Went to Hebrew school after school, and then also Hebrew high school and Hebrew college were after school or at night, classes at night sometimes and on Sundays.
Were your synagogues sponsors of the high school that you're describing?
No, no. What Baltimore had was a Board of Jewish Education. There were a number of schools, some of which were congregational schools, and some of which were simply independent Hebrew schools, all under the auspices of this Board of Jewish Education. And it was the board who sponsored these schools. And now the synagogues may have made some contributions to their own schools. Nevertheless, there was this whole network of schools all under the supervision. It was all worked out in a very well-organized manner. And it was the board that also, I think, ran the Hebrew High School and Hebrew College.
Do you know anything about the system now?
I don't really know whether things have changed. I know there's still a Hebrew College. They have relocated into a newer part of town. I assume that, I don't know whether there are any independent Hebrew schools left, whether they're simply congregational schools, and how well they feed into this, whether the board itself is still as strongly organized or not. I really don't know.
Was it much of a change? What sort of change when you left Baltimore to go off to New England to college?
Well, of course, going to college and being away from home is a change, and is a drastic change in itself. I think it was my first awareness of unorthodox thinking in terms of Judaism. I found myself being absolutely shocked at the ideas of the college kids and that there is no God and things like that. I very much enjoyed being at college. I went to Brandeis, and it was very, very nice.
Were your impressions of the student body different from those you had of your rather quiet and refined, as you said, girls' high school?
I don't know. I would really have to think back to individuals. I think basically my friends were the same kind of friends that I had had back in the high school days. There were a lot of other kinds of people too, but they might, not everyone, for instance, in the high school that I went to was alike. Not everybody was, quote, refined, which was a favorite word of my mother's. So I don't know that it varied that much.
Tell me what happened when you left Brandeis.
Well, I left to get married, and so I got married. We were married in October, moved to Columbus, Ohio for 10 months, and then my husband and I went down to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where we spent 6.5 years, kind of a utopian society. And it was there, I think, that I really started to develop myself as a person and to get an offensive awareness of myself. I had been really quite shy and so on, but that was a community that demanded everybody's commitments. And I fortunately did have this skill in teaching Hebrew, so it kind of gave me something to do that nobody else could do, at least not at that point. And
In what ways was it a demanding community to you?
Well, if you were going to be part of the Jew, it was a very small Jewish community, and it was a pioneering community. The community itself was only about 9 years old when we moved there. So we were all, anyone who was committed to the Jewish congregation really had to work very hard for it in whatever capacity she could.
Have you since returned, and if so, have you been aware of any great changes in Oak Ridge?
We haven't been back now for a number of years. I think maybe about 12 years, 11 or 12 years. We've been there a few times.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Schwartz, and we will continue as soon as we can.